What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we're so happy that you joined us here today. Today we have Pam Rennie with us, and I love Pam. She's a great colleague and friend. We're going to be talking about the topic of knowing yourself and how you find your inner guidance. So please stay tuned for all of that, and of course, for the very end of the show, where we will have a Peace Brain meditation that we do, and it will be fantastic and transformative. And now, as always, I open the show with a quote. So today we chose a quote from Mahatma Gandhi, and he was the leader of the Indian independence movement in India. And he said, "Each one has to find his peace from within, and peace to be real must be unaffected by outside circumstances." Now think about that for a moment. So for peace to be real, you can have all the drama and all the outside circumstances, all the chaos going on, but that is not to affect your inner peace. Wow. And it has to come from within. So the questions today are going to be just around this topic. How do we find that peace from within? And how do we honor its guidance? And then how do we step forward in making our decisions in daily life with all the chaos going on around us and all the beauty going on around us, the beautiful things going on around us, whatever may be happening in your daily life, in your workplace, in your community, in nation or the world, how do you keep that peace within and know how to stay there amidst everything else going on? Really useful tools to know. So as always on the Peace Brain Show, we talk about how we can use take these practicalities of these topics and turn them into practicalities in the world. And so today I have Pam Rennie with me, as I said, a colleague and a dear friend, and she has some wonderful practical tools that we'll talk about and offerings that she has. And also, just what is it to be yourself, to know who you are, and then to know how to find that peace within and stay in it. So Pam is an amazing lady. She is an alchemist. She is a way shower. She holds the door open for you or anyone to walk through on their sacred journey to really find out who they are and to know that inner guidance. So she's a great person to talk to about that. And if you choose to have sessions with, she does one-on-one sessions. She does private mentoring. She also does online classes. So she's also a channeler, which is really beautiful, of the archangels and whomever needs to come in for you at the time. If she's mentoring you or doing a one-on-one with you or even in a class. So she has this gift of being able to help you walk your path and your journey forward and really live your sacred journey, your purpose on your life. She's in Atlanta, Georgia, the greater metro Atlanta area. And you can find out more about Pam at pamrennie.com. That's PamRennie.com. So Pam, welcome to the Peace Brain Show.
Thank you, Gail. Thanks for having me.
I'm really happy to have you back. I know, gosh, we were looking in the Peace Brain Radio Show archives, and you were here last February. It was a It was over a year ago, so this is March 2017 now.
Amazing. Time just is flying. So I love the quote from Gandhi, and I couldn't help but feel when he said that, spoke it, read it, however it first came forward, could he have imagined that how many years later it would be so applicable?
Very true. I thought about that when I read it as well. It obviously happened for when India was getting its independence from the British, and that, you know, that it was a peace movement that did that. But, oh, my goodness, today in these times, we can use it just as well.
Absolutely. It's really imperative because our world is changing. And you can look at it how you look at it. There are many that see immense turmoil. And with our news and with our Internet and all, there's so much more reporting than we ever used to have. Yet, how much of the reporting is missed? How much do we not hear of the peaceful things, of the positive things?
You know, exactly.
The drama is highlighted.
And that seems to be the way our, not only our media, but that our bodies take it as well. You know, our bodies are always on alert for danger, if you will. And when we see the beauty and the comfort, we just kind of sigh into it, but may not pay attention to it.
Absolutely. And I think that's how we've really lived our lives for generations, is really being unaware of the impact outside things can have on us. And as we step more into this evolution taking place, I love the tools that have come forward to highlight, you know, there are more comfortable ways to navigate. And that's something that we've shared a lot in as we've done Alchemy Together and taught classes and learned how to ground and be present. And well, we could go all over in this, but I want to highlight something fun and talk about what seems real important to me on my path has been the big question of how do I do this life and who am I?
And absolutely. It's a great question. Who am I?
Yeah, and it was fun. I had a dear client who I've worked with off and on for a couple of years. We'll go in mentoring little packages of, you know, do a few sessions for a time and then she'll go off and then come back. And it's a wonderful way to do it. You know, she goes off and experiences herself after we share more and things come forward for her to step into. And she emailed me the other day and said that she's been thinking and wondering, who are you? And I had to laugh right out loud when I saw that.
What a great question.
It was a great question, and we don't often say to each other, who are you? And I think part of that question is because we've been so busy, that we went through a period of many of us still can be in that period where we don't know who we are, we don't know what we want or where we're going. And the wonderful thing about that is, I paused in the answering of her question, and it brought up my journey again, and it brought up that question that I had when I was really little of, what is this life, and why am I here, and who am I?
Wow.
Then, Gail, back then...
So what
really
did you say?
I was going to say to you, back then, I really thought I was the only one that thought that. I didn't think...
Sometimes we think we are alone, but in fact... Generally, those questions are what all of humanity are asking as well.
Yeah, but the things we don't talk about.
Mm.
So I really had a joy-filled experience in going back and revisiting some of that. And one of the highlights was in answering her question, it brought up those, for me, big questions again. And it brought up the question of how do we navigate now with all that's going on in the world, and how do we step more fully into who we are and what we came here to do? And I went to the beginning. I went to several beginnings because that's how my life, and I know everyone's life has been, where we have several, what do we call those moments, junctures, awakenings, whatever wording we want to use, that become the pivotal markers. And so I explained the beginning part of those big questions when I was little, when I was unbelievably shy and really, really quiet and really didn't feel like I fit in anywhere. And yet I also knew I had a big purpose, and one of those purposes was to be a mother. And as my kids started growing up, and many were already out on their own, there's just one baby left at home who's not a baby at 14. But back in my 40s, and then she asked, well, how old are you? In the next, you know. But that was a big time when I really woke up one spring morning. Spring seems to be a pivotal time for me. And I had those questions again, and I realized at that moment, at that period of time, I felt this almost thud. I felt this boredom. I felt, is this it? And I realized I'd stopped dreaming.
Good realization.
Yeah. And I didn't really like how I was feeling. I didn't know what to do with it, but it really opened the door to the search again, the search for the answers, the truth, the questions being again and still, who am I and what is this life? And that's really what opened the door for my being a channel. Now, I was stated I was really shy. I was really quiet. And if you had said to me, you're going to be a channel for the archangels and many ascended masters and beings of light, I probably would have turned around to see if you were talking to the person that must be standing behind me, because certainly it couldn't have been me. And I did not know that I had those agreements. And I say that because there is truth in knowing we have agreements. We all have spiritual gifts. We can all channel. And that's going to lead back to the importance of our inner guidance and how we tap into that.
Yes.
But I'll share those beginnings on how I became aware of being a channel, if you'd like.
Of course, absolutely.
So, you know, we talk about the spiritual gifts of clairvoyance, clairaudience, that knowing, that feeling, and I became very comfortable in telling people they can, and they do have those gifts. And I feel personally that some of us may have, and maybe everyone, I don't know, but my experiences, certain ones are more pronounced for me. I'm a feeler. I hear things. And so I've learned to go with that and let that be okay. That at first when I read Donna Eden's work and she could see auras and colors and I wanted that. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's so cool. And that didn't happen for me. And along that same journey, all of a sudden, I step into doing energy work and finding out, well, many different paths opened for me, but one in particular and the most pronounced is that of mastering alchemy, which is what brought you and I together.
Yes, it is.
And it was along that journey that I was certifying in my first heart point technique certification, and that was a really big deal for me. That was a big door opener because I wanted to step into creating something. I didn't know what, and I didn't know how to put a name to the energy work I was doing, and that modality allowed that. And it was in that workshop that I had my clairaudience opened, and I still didn't know what that meant. I was like, oh,
so
yeah,
explain
sure.
That. Explain for people who don't know.
Okay. That was a situation where we were paired off. We were practicing our technique with one another in the certification class, and I had felt the strong presence of Archangel Gabriel and his twin flame, Hope, very present with me. And no one else in the class knew anything about the Hope and the twin flame, but that was at that time we learned his female twin flame was Hope. And I said, they're so prominent. And I said, I know there's messages for me, but you know, we were seemingly in the middle of something, and I was working with a very gifted healer who said, they're asking for you to open your clairaudience. And I went, oh, okay. And so I worked with opening the chakra just above my ears, particularly the right ear. And I just said yes, basically, not having a clue what that meant. Not having a clue. I said, yeah, I'm very willing. And it was a very physical sensation. I had to reground a few times. And this doesn't mean it will be everyone's experience, but for me it was a pronounced shift, still not knowing. But my teacher said, oh, you better hang on, because it's Archangel Gabriel that came to me when everything opened up for me and I began doing what I was doing. And it's still in my, you can feel that youngness of me. Oh, fun, great, okay. Not really still having a clue. And so I, you know, I know I felt them close, very closer than typical maybe. And still, did I see them? No. It was a knowing. If I tapped into it, I could see more, but it was just a knowing that they're there and a feeling of them, of
mm-hmm.
their presence,
okay.
what that felt like. So fast forward, only a few days, I go home that weekend, and my husband and I have a morning to myself, and we'd already planned, I'm going to practice on him. He's going to be my first heart point technique client, if you will. And even though the teacher said, now don't go home and practice on your family, they're the hardest ones. So I didn't listen. And I'm still in bed that morning, just kind of pondering the day and the session and what that might be like, and knowing I'm going to read from my book because I'm new and that's okay, and I feel Gabriel come in. And he's just, all of this information is coming through. And I was in the middle of a meditation, so I was in a very, this is important to know, I was very centered and in present moment and quiet being a key word in that. And who would argue with an archangel? But I did. Kind of. Argue is probably a harsh word. Maybe resist is a better word, because he, all this information's coming forward, but it's about my husband. And I said to him, to Archangel Gabriel, this is great, but gosh, I tell him so much stuff. I'm always saying, telling him and sharing what I'm learning. Can't you tell him? Because my husband was on the alchemy path. He's familiar with the archangels. And Gabriel's reply, and that was my resistance, not just saying, yes, absolutely. It was kind of like, oh, come on, really? You tell him. And his reply was, yes, I will tell him, and I would like to tell him through you as the channel. Ah!
So what happened?
So I didn't say anything to my husband, Jim. We had breakfast, and we gathered in our living room to do the session, and we did the session, which was inspiration coaching, and it was big. It was good, and he was an easy client. It went comfortably for the most part, but it was a great experience, and at the end, I felt this feeling that wouldn't leave me alone. It could have. I could have turned from it, but I knew if I did that it would be very uncomfortable, and so I said to him, there's more. And he said, okay. And I said, Archangel Gabriel is here. He's very present, and he's invited me. That's another key word, invited. Was there mm-hmm. a have to here for me? No, there wasn't. But there was a big opportunity, and I had been prepared for it. I'd opened my clairaudience. I said yes. And so as I said to Jim, he wants to give you a message. And, of course, I gave him an out easy. I said, if you don't want it, that's okay. And he said yes. And I will always remember what happened as I counsel people and help them if to step into any of their gifts. Is there is a real moment of not knowing. Did I consciously know how to do this? No. I sat there kind of shaking in my shoes going, what do I do now? But the feeling and the presence of the energy was huge. And I knew I couldn't deny that. And so literally I heard, open your mouth. I didn't know then. Yeah, that was big. Just shut up and open your mouth. Stop thinking. So stepping out of my rational mind and allowing it to unfold and allowing their presence, still conscious, and I still didn't know a lot of the steps of channeling then, but I had agreements in place, and I'd said yes, and I knew my agreement at that moment was with Archangel Gabriel, and I had checked in on that and felt certain it was Gabriel, no doubt, and I did. I opened my mouth. And there was what felt like an eternal pause, and that felt like I stepped off that cliff and flew. Didn't fall, I flew. And the words flew out of my mouth, and a beautiful message was delivered. And that opened that door. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning.
How beautiful.
It was a big experience. And it was a fascinating experience to be that channel and not experience that in this body before and feel into what was said, remember portions of what was said, but not know portions of what was said. And to ask my husband, well, what happened? What was that like for you? And afterwards we had this feeling of, well, now what do we do? Because it was just big and we just sat for a long time. And I still didn't know then what to do, but it ties into how do we tap into our inner guidance? How do we tap into who are we and what are we here to do. And so I've just shared a lot. So tell me, do questions pop up for you, Gail?
Well, yes, because I think about, first of all, you mentioned quiet was really important. And I know that many people do have a meditation practice or the times where they can get away by themselves, but that sometimes is very difficult to do in this third-dimensional busy world where we're stuck in the duality. And I know, in truth, we're actually living in a fifth-dimensional world, and let's explain those for just a second, that the third-dimensional world is one of not just your table and your chair, but one where there's duality, there's right, wrong, good, bad. There is time that is linear, past, present, future. There's no actually anything unconditional. Everything has a condition with it. And whereas fifth dimensional, with fourth dimensional being a doorway or a gateway, a bridge, fifth dimensional is one where we're in the present moment, and there is no linear time. Time is the present moment. And the present moment includes past, present, and future all within that same moment. That there is, everything is unconditional, like unconditional love, unconditional trust. And it is based on this oneness, this unity, not a separation. It's oneness with the Creator. It's oneness with all that is. It's oneness with you and me and my dogs and my husband and, you know, everything, my neighbors, the people in Syria, the people in Germany, the people in Indonesia. It's oneness. And
yeah.
So with that, the quietness, I just want to bring us back to that for a moment, because to be able to hear, and you mentioned clairaudience, that's about hearing. And many times we do get messages that we hear, or as you said, the feeling, the clairsentience, where you just feel something. But in order to feel those or to hear those, there is that prerequisite, I'll put it in that kind of strong terms, of being in that stillness, or at least taking a moment out of the busy day or out of that structure of the normalcy of, you know, of a work day, for example, and being in that moment, the present moment, and hearing it or feeling it. Because we have to be aware. It's all about awareness. And if I'm going to figure out who I am and what my guidance may be for a decision that I'm attempting to make, I need to be able to stop for a moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true. It's
listen.
Very true. And I want to highlight that we live in a world where we are just bombarded with distractions. It's all over. And we, you know, it can be typical to do things to numb ourselves out from all of that we're feeling, because we feel everything around us unless we are very conscious of using tools to be in our space. But where I want to go with the quiet is, what is quiet? And does it mean I have to go to some mountaintop or some desert? Or there was a period on my journey where I kept thinking about Yeshua, given name in Jesus, in the desert, and thought, oh my gosh, I just would love to be off somewhere a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't possible, and I learned to take moments.
Exactly.
And I will suggest to those I'm mentoring, set an alarm on your phone to remind you so you're not so busy in distraction. Take a moment every hour or every two, because when you create new habits, and that's what this is about, you're also shifting your experience into what you do want to experience out of something else. But the quiet doesn't have to be a huge segment of an hour. It can be a couple of moments where you just stop and take a breath and literally intend to get quiet and bring your body, bring all your bodies present, because we tend to, our energy field is so big, we tend to be over there, and bring ourselves back and just be a moment.
Mm-hmm,
and what
exactly.
I've learned is, you know, what happens when we're quiet? Where are we? We're present. And the present moment is what brings us in away from the distraction. It's as if we're changing bandwidths of energy.
Good point.
That's why we are more aware when we're quiet.
It's like redialing your radio.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why in the busyness and the distraction, we don't hear or feel as much. Oh, we still got plenty of nudges. Do we pay attention? That's another topic. And so it's just by being in the present moment, grounding, being in your space, in the body, and intending to be quiet, we've changed the dimension, if you will, of what we're sitting in.
I totally agree. And that allows the archangels, your guides, your higher self, to come in and be able to receive messages from them.
Yes. And here's a point around that, because all of a sudden the hello from them and the hello that you're sending them when you're looking for them, if you're looking for them, is right there. When how often in life, and we've heard people say this, and there's been beautiful poems written, the footprints comes to mind, when we're in the most challenging times and we can feel so separate from source and so where are my guides, they're right there, but they're there in this vibration, and when we're in the misery or the discomfort or the spinning of the problem, we're in a different frequency and bandwidth, and we're not accessing them as easily as when we're quiet.
Exactly. Exactly. And that brings me to remember my Three Steps for Peace class, which was all about stopping. If something's going on that's non-peaceful, you know, is chaotic, is confusing, just stop and pause and then reflect and really get a sense of, well, really what's happening, where, what are the sides, what are the actual truths of the situation, and then choose is the third step, to just choose to be able to be in that peaceful moment and move forward with a decision of peace. And that is the same thing if we were to listen to our inner guidance, to stop and be in that present moment to reflect and receive the guidance and then choose to actually hear it and listen, be aware of it and act on it.
Yes. Yep.
There,
true. And
go ahead.
If I may, it brings us kind of wrapping it back around to the beautiful quote from Gandhi. It's those peaceful moments. It's taking the moment to just be quiet. That's where you'll find the peace, and I feel the strength and fortitude to carry on. Because sitting in my house right now, going about my day, whatever's going on out there in the world, whoever's tweeting whatever they're tweeting, probably has nothing to do with me. But if I engage with it, and I can be in their experience of it, because maybe they're angry, and I've been angry before, so maybe I'm getting angry, but what's that going to help me? No. Is that going to affect my peace? Yes. So it's realizing, too, that a lot of what's going on out there, if not everything, really isn't impacting you at this moment. So disconnect from it. Be more aligned with what do you want to feel? What do you want to experience? And align with that peace by realizing if you're got your finger in what they're talking about, you got your finger in what they're talking about, and you're going to feel it. It's going to impact your experience. Does that make sense?
Yes, and you just said something really important. It's about it not affecting you. Go on with what is important in your life, and that is back to, you know, what's my purpose? What am I here for? Obviously, if I'm in a job and I have a certain position and I'm making money to feed my family, et cetera, that is part of my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But also, what are the bigger pictures? What are your gifts and talents to move forward with? And again, that gets back to the inner guidance of, well, what makes my heart sing? And what am I really on the earth to do, even if it's just for my family or my community? What is my role?
Yeah,
so
that's
listening
huge.
To that inner guidance is huge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. And one of the fascinating things for me, because when we're new, so there I was brand new on my journey of I've got this certification, and am I taking on the title of healer, and what does that mean? And I'd been told for a few years, you know, you came here to be a healer. Oh, wow, that feels big and huge and yikes and all those things. And it took a while to realize that word, I am not fixing anyone. I'm really not healing anyone at all. I'm not doing those things. And as part of the stepping into that role. I don't really use that word any longer because I'm not fixing. I'm not changing. I am holding an opportunity. I'm extending that open door, and that happens by me stepping into who I am and vibrating, because we're all nerding, we all vibrate. So the not fixing is about not meddling. It's about creating that new, I'm saying a lot here, it's about creating that new world by being me. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
That means
mm-hmm.
I'm holding my light. That means I know I am a spiritual being, living a spiritual experience in a physical body, and I hold light, and I extend light, and I know that if I choose to go about my day being peaceful and calm and happy, that when I walk into the grocery store choosing I'm going to be peaceful, calm, and happy, and maybe smile at people, that's going to have a ripple effect, and it's going to change if they choose to feel that energy walking through that, because we're all energy. That creates an opportunity for them to shift their energy away from something that bothered them, and all of a sudden they might go, you know what, I think I'm putting too much focus on that negative and I'm going to choose different, without even really knowing they're doing that. But we create choice by opening that door.
How very true. And you mentioned something big here as well, Pam. You said we're a spiritual being having a spiritual experience in a human form. And I want to just get into this for 1 second, because many of us think we are a spiritual being having a human experience, but in fact, we're really having a spiritual experience. And this gets back to, if I am, obviously I know I am a spiritual being, and that is something that really some people don't believe, but most people on the planet do, that we are a soul. It's been proven actually by science that there is something outside of that spark of life, outside of the physical body, that is our soul, our spiritual experience, our spirit, that is having a spiritual experience. And if we are, then we can easily, just as you said yes to open your clairaudience, we can easily connect with those on the other side of the veil, if you will, to help us move through life and have that spiritual experience, including our higher self, which actually is not on the other side of the veil. It is actually inside of our physical body, in the heart, actually the eighth chakra, but we bring it into the heart. That higher self is each one of our connections to Source. So you have a direct line to Source that each of us can access as a spirit, as a soul. And that can give daily guidance. There's some beautiful stories by Maureen St. Germain, who has been one of the teachers teaching the Flower of Life through Drunvalo, from Drunvalo. She was one of his original teachers, Drunvalo Melchizedek. And she has a book called Beyond the Flower of Life that I highly recommend. And it talks she has several chapters on your higher self, being that inner guidance. And how do we recognize it? How do we know? How do we get those messages? And she points out that the higher self, unlike the lower self, which is still a really wonderful being that protects us as far as safety, it protects our mental, emotional, mental, emotional, physical, and etheric bodies. It tells us if something is good for our bodies, what you might want to eat, what might be safe. When you do kinesiology and muscle testing, that's actually your lower self, the beauty of the lower self, knowing whether your body needs that or not right now. So it's a beautiful gift. But the higher self is directly connected to Source, to God, and does not run on past experiences like, I had a boyfriend who was a jerk, and now I don't want this gentleman because he's a jerk too. And that's your lower self giving you that past experience like, oh, don't do that again. But the higher self knows, and so she suggests that we each create a yes and no and a neutral signal. You mentioned feeling. It could be a feeling for whether the higher self is telling you, yes, go with that, or no, don't go with that, or, oh, it's neutral, you don't really have enough information yet. It could be either way, but there's not a strong yes or no. And for me, I'll just share with everyone, my higher self giving me a yes is a red rose. And I either see the rose or I see the color red. And I know that that's my higher self telling me, yes, that's, you know, and it's good to practice on things like, should I wear the purple dress today or the green dress? Or I'm in a restaurant, do I want to order lasagna or do I want to order chicken? You know, so it's and my no is a black dog and my neutral is a yellow fish. And as you know, and the listeners probably know, I love animals. So I'm not surprised that animals came up as my yes, no, mm-hmm. and you know, plants, flowers, animals, as my symbols. But anyone, it could be a thumbs up, a thumbs down. It could be a feeling, you know, the right side of your body tingles. That's a yes. The left side is a no. Whatever it might be for anyone. So I encourage you to kind of play with that self and to find those signals, what works for you.
I agree. It's a big, that's a beautiful thing to step into. And Gail, we both mentioned tools a lot. So I want to point to, I got the nudge, if you will, to share this, that two of my favorite tools, and I know yours too, of alchemy, are the grounding cord and the rose tool. I was sharing them so much, I created an MP3. And if you go to my website, I have a tab that says free gifts. And for anyone who would love to experience, I would say you will love the experience of, but I invite you to go there to the free gifts and look, scroll down, and you will find the tab for the grounding cord and the rose tool. And those are two tools that will really help you get quiet, not be the effect of the noise that might surround you out there, and help you be more grounded.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Thank you for that. You know, we're getting to a point in the show where I think if you have a message, I just wanted to offer you, Pam, if there was someone coming in, an archangel, or that wanted to channel a message, you're very welcome to do so. Don't want to put you on the spot, but but are you feeling
anything? No, not at all. Yeah, it's fascinating with me how that works, because channels often come through in sessions with people, and sometimes they don't. And I will do sessions of just channeling, so then we know it's going to happen. But I've really felt a strong presence, and I feel the question. I feel the question of, because we've talked about getting our guidance, and I feel the question of what is their role and what do they want us to know. And actually, I feel a very strong presence of Archangel Michael, so I feel he would be pleased to share some thoughts with us at this time. So I would be delighted to be that vehicle.
Thank you.
So I will invite everyone to, if you're multitasking and you're in a place where you can pause, just do that and get quiet and be really present in this moment and notice your breathing and just allow it to be very comfortable in a rhythmic breath. And let me fully invite Michael present. Hold on. Greetings. I extend glad tidings. It is I, Archangel Michael. I am always pleased at the opportunity of speaking the words that you may hear and understand with your ears and extending the angelic presence through the vehicle that you may feel and experience a time of connection with the angelic realm. There are many questions that are circulating at this time, and I've come to address, in particular, that which has been talked about most in this gathering. There is an importance in the opportunity of each of you listening to glean from moments in the stillness that you may become more familiar with yourself, become more familiar with yourself as a soul spirit in this physical body, and become more aware not only that you are not separate from Source, but that you truly are connected, that you are also not as separate from your bodies as you walked and lived in third dimension. There's an opportunity now to become much more familiar with yourself as a soul spirit being. And there is an importance in that. The opportunity will come not by an immense amount of work, but choosing to be still and take moments in quiet and become familiar with how it feels to be in the quiet. And as far as what does it mean to receive messages from the angelic realm, we are those that have gathered and have made agreements before you came in this embodiment to assist and support you. We nudge you, we guide you, and we are so pleased to be that support and assistance to you through messages, through experiences, and we long to be of assistance and service. We assist you in tapping in to your innate wisdom, and that brings us immense joy. So my message today is one of simple yet important nature. Be, beloveds. Take moments to just be in the quiet and the stillness and call upon me, Archangel Michael, and I will come to you, merge with you, and be of assistance to you at that time and any time that you call upon me. It is I, Archangel Michael, and I extend grand tidings of great joy at this time. Blessings.
Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you, Pam. That was very beautiful, very appropriate for today, of course.
His energy felt very to the point and simple, and that he didn't really choose to engage in anything more pronounced than just be.
Exactly. Oh, so we've talked about a lot, about listening to your higher self, listening, pausing, being in that still space, tuning in to your angels and your guides and hearing them yourself, and knowing a little bit about then what is one's purpose and going forward, at least for the moment, the day, if not a lifetime. So what other words of wisdom would you like to give our listeners before we finish and go into the Peace Brain meditation?
Yeah, we did cover a lot. I think the key is, really, Michael said it, it felt like he was really wanting to reel everyone in and not share something bigger than take the moments and be the peace that you are by remembering that that comes from within. And even if you're at a busy work day, pause. Run to the restroom if you have to, just to breathe for a minute. But you will really benefit and really, really benefit from doing that. Just stop everything you're doing and then say, I'm intending to get quiet and just breathe a moment.
Sounds good. Sounds great. Well, Pam, thank you for being on the Peace Brain Show. I just want to remind everyone of where to find you, and that is at pamrenie.com. That's pamrenie.com, pamrenie.com. And we'd love to have people connect with you for personal sessions and your online classes and you holding the door for their sacred journey to walk through and learn what that is.
Thank you for having me, Gail.
It's been so much fun. Absolutely. So now if everyone will just take a breath and be present, we'll go into the Peace Brain meditation. Okay, let's take a breath. So welcome to the Peace Brain meditation. It's really wonderful to have Pam on and talk about our higher selves. So let's do that. Let's first of all give yourself a grounding cord, that energetic connection between your body and the center of the planet. Go ahead and put a beam of light down out of your last vertebrae on your spine, going all the way down to the center of the planet. And let it really anchor well into Mother Earth. And let all of the thoughts you've been having, any doubts, any questions, let that fall into Mother Earth and really bring you into that present time, this present moment. And now give yourself a rose out in front of you. This is an energetic marker, if you will, of your energy field. And put it about arm's length out in front of you. And then also envision one arm's length behind you, to your left, to your right, above your head and below your feet. So that if you were to draw lines between these roses, you would actually have a beautiful octahedron. And that is a pyramid facing up and a pyramid facing down. And so know that this is your space. This is where your energy belongs. This is where that peace within yourself can come into play. And you can remain in that peaceful state or achieve the peaceful state within this energy field, no matter what drama, as we had said, or chaos, or things are happening in the world outside of you, outside of this octahedron. So take a breath and just be present. Go into that sacred heart, your beautiful heart. It is behind your physical heart. There is this sanctuary, this beautiful space. That is that tiny space of the heart where all things actually exist. This is where your connection to Source lies. So take a breath and be in that beautiful sanctuary of the pink diamond, of this beautiful pink light of your heart. You might see green light as well, as the heart chakra is well known for being a green color or a pink light of love. Now connect with your higher self, and your higher self sits at your eighth chakra in your higher mind, just above your head. And say hello to your higher self. This is the part of you, the part of your soul that exists in connection to Source. And just say hello and see what you get back. See what answer you receive. Now invite your higher self into your heart to create that connection between your heart and your head, if you will. That soul part of you, which truly really exists also in your sanctuary of the sacred place of your heart. And I invite you to think of a question that you have no attachment to. This is something like, oh gee, could I have lasagna for dinner? Or how about pizza? Whatever it might be, that you really could have either one of these things, that it would not bother you or be a problem to have either one to choose. So think of this question. And now ask your higher self to show you a symbol that could be your yes to any question, not just that question. And as I said on the call earlier, mine is a red rose, but yours can be anything, a thumbs up, it could be a sound, it could be a feeling. Go ahead and be open to whatever might come your way, a yes answer from your higher self. And now ask your higher self to show you what a no answer would be, what that might look like or feel like or sound like. And be aware that there's no right or wrong answer here. It's just whatever first comes into your awareness. And my no answer, because I love animals and I like to think of animals in nature, is a black dog. So it could be a color, it could be a sound, or a feeling. And now as for a neutral answer, what might that be? A neutral answer being, well, I don't have enough information to really decide whether a yes or no. And just a neutral like, well, it doesn't really matter. And as I said on the call, my mine is a yellow fish. So whatever comes to you again for neutral. So once you have these, then ask that question about what you may have for dinner and give your higher self a specific choice, whatever your two choices would be. For me, it would be, do I want salad or perhaps stir fry? And know that you are to follow the instructions from whatever you get from your higher self. So what answer does your higher self give you to that question? So be open to the answer coming immediately to you, that yes, no, or neutral. Excellent. Good job. All right, so now think of another question. Gee, tomorrow when I get up for work, do I want to wear this suit or this pair of slacks and sports coat or this dress or that one? Be neutral into your answer and know that you can choose either one and you would be fine with it. Again, no attachment to the question. And so think of another question like this, perhaps about what you might wear tomorrow. And ask your higher self, should I wear, could I wear, what would be best for me to wear that red blouse or that blue blouse? And notice what you get. Now I know we're giving your higher self choices, and what you're doing is you're asking about each one. Is it best for me to wear the blue blouse? Yes, no, neutral. Is it best for me to wear the red blouse? Yes, no, neutral. Take a moment and see what you get from your higher self. Good job. So you see how this works. Practice and play with it. Be in joy and fun. Be in that sacred heart of really getting to know your higher self. Because your higher self can give you amazing answers. It can, once you tune into it, once you get used to receiving that yes, no, neutral, and really receive the wisdom from your higher self, you, the part of you that is connected to the Creator, it will actually guide you on your path. It will open these doors for you to not only some extraordinary experiences, but also ones that really could be ones that could help, I want to say, save you from danger or lead you into paths that you would avoid something that you might have otherwise encountered that would not have been the best interest for yourself. For your path, because your higher self sees that bigger picture from the global view, if you will, or that from the Creator. So take a breath and know that this is just one way to find that certainty, that peace within yourself, that beauty of who you are. And so open your eyes, bring yourself back to the room. Take a breath. Thank you for being in tune with yourself, for being willing to find your answers and your peace within, and then, of course, share that by your light out to the world. And I want to thank you for tuning into the Peace Brain Show today. And our guest, Pam Rinne, alchemist and sacred journey mentor and channeler. And you can find out more about Pam at pamrinne.com, PAMRENNIE.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, Dr. Gail Lash, you can find out more about me at tourismforpeace.com or email me at hello@peacebrain.org. And now, again, thank you for tuning in, and I invite you to go off and activate your peace brain and put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.